Somebody's in our community studio this morning.
We've got author Christy Billings with us. A couple of years back, Christy wrote a book that a lot of people in our listening area, I'm sure, have on the shelf called Sea Witch. And she has a brand new book, literally published just days ago, called Everything at Once. Welcome, Christy. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's great to have you here. Well, tell us a little bit about Everything at Once. I'm looking at the cover, and I see what looks to be a main road, maybe a fresh snow, and some crazy tire tracks going all over the all over the road.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah. Is the image on the cover, how does that connect with what's inside?
Well, the image on the cover is in Franklin. I took that photograph in Franklin, Maine, and I grew up in Deer Isle, Stonington. It's my hometown, and I think the island is known for some crazy drivers and some tire tracks, and it just felt kind of perfect to tie back into my hometown, to use that image to talk about my book about life and aging and grief and all those topics that sometimes we want to steer away from.
I know it can be very therapeutic for, because we all go through things, and a lot of times people use music or writing to get through and to express. So now, is this a collection of poetry? It's not a story per se, right?
Well,
or is it?
It's both, actually. So this book, it has actual different parts to it, but like any poetry book, you can open it right up. It doesn't matter which chapter, and it still can flow. But it's a book primarily about the loss of my mom due to Alzheimer's, and also about just being a 50-something-year-old person trying to get by and through life and the stages of life.
And we all know someone or have had people in our family affected by Alzheimer's, dementia, and that can be a brutal thing to endure, can it? For members of the family, especially.
Sure can.
So when you find yourself, you're working on this project, did you have a goal set in mind, or do you just, you write to the point where you feel like, hey, I've got a great collection here, let's bind it up, huh? How does the process work for you?
Well, I've been writing since I was a teenager or before, but through this experience with caretaking for my mother, I just wrote a lot as therapy or just because I love to write. And then I was approached by North Country Press out of Swan's Island in December, and I was urged to submit a manuscript for a poetry book. And that's what I did. And then I've had a really great relationship with the publisher, Gary, and he said I had a collection.
All right. We're going to hear more about that and more about Christy.
Coming up, more with the author Christy Billings next on Star 97.7. Joining us in the studio, Maine author Christy Billings is with us. So we're chatting about her brand new book just out called Everything at Once.
So you had another book. I love the title. What was Sea Witch all about?
Oh, Sea Witch was my first book, and it was photographs and poetry. Just about being a Mainer. I know that sounds funny to some people, but
well, you grew up along the coast, so the sea was a part of your life and your family's life.
Yeah, my dad was a lobsterman out of Stonington. All my uncles. I feel like everyone in my family had something to do with the fishing industry. Like, my Nana worked at the sardine factory. I mean, it's a part of life there, for sure.
Nice.
And so a lot of it is, that book was about my love of the sea. And I work at an antique shop, so it's also about history. And I love how the past, it sounds weird, but I have a poem in there about an old dresser and how, I don't know, everything has a story. Like, even an antique dresser, like, who owned that and where did it come from? And
Now, you mentioned
if that dresser could speak.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're at the old creamery. We all know where that is. So I wonder, by looking at all the antiques, I bet it gives you ideas. I mean, the memories we all see with the antiques. Holy cow, it's nonstop.
I know. Well, I love it. Everything has a story, and I love all the people that come in. They share their, like, oh, my mom had that, my aunt had that, and it's this wonderful nostalgic gift. You know, you get to hear people be like, share happy memories of the past.
So your book, Sea Witch, that came out a couple of years ago, includes photos and some of your photography and some of your poems. Do we get the same photo and poem mix in everything at once?
No. This book is poetry only.
Okay.
Maybe in the future I'll do another book with my photography as well. I hope so, because that is definitely a passion of mine as well.
All right.
And then one of the themes, sorry to interrupt, one of the themes of the book is dealing with dementia and loss. Is that correct? Just want to mention that again for anyone who missed the first segment.
It definitely has a lot to do with that. My mom battled Alzheimer's, and sadly she passed away almost a couple years ago now, and I was her primary caregiver, and my husband was also tremendous in the care of my mom, and we had a nice care support team too. But it's a huge thing to lose a parent, period. But
yeah,
but when you are continuously losing them throughout this journey of, like, I mean, I felt like I lost my mom for like 3 or 4 years before she passed.
Yeah, I hear you. My father went through the same thing, so I get
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Yeah, that person you know goes away a long time before they actually pass. Yeah.
What would be the easiest way for our listener to find your book? They listen to this interview. They want to check out the book. How can they get it, Christy?
Well, there's a number of ways. Thank you for asking. So you could buy it at your local bookstore, say Sherman's in Bar Harbor, or you can go to Blue Hill Books in Blue Hill. You can also buy online from a number of dealers. Amazon has it. You can also go to North Country Press, their website. That's my publisher out of Swan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. But really, just Google Everything at Once, and my name, which is Christy Billings, and it'll pop up.
Yeah, Mike did that, and you found her all over the place, right?
Yeah, you have great distribution.
Yeah.
All right, Christy,
well, good.
Really great to meet you in person, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.